Yeah, I learned my lesson with that, but they're up pretty high. I'm not gonna lie. Hopes are up. They're pretty high. Been talking to them a little bit, so we'll see what happens. But like I've said previously, I don't expect anything to happen. But if it does, that'd be great.
So we haven't seen you tag them on the gram.
Yeah. Well, they're bringing up old tweets and old Instagram comments and all of that already, so I don't even need to do that. So.
But you talked to them and been in contact with them?
Yeah, we talked a little bit. It hasn't been extensive talks, but we definitely have entertained the idea, just trying to see where his mind is. And I don't think he knows right now what the deal is. But, yeah, I've been kind of joking throughout the process of him with, over in Cleveland and stuff, just kind of letting him know he got a nice home over here if he's ready for that. And if it could work, but it's a business, so it's a lot that goes into it. It's not as easy as we want him, and he wants to be here, so we'll see what happens.
What's your relationship like with him?
We're not best friends, but we definitely speak. We've been in contact. We talk several times throughout the year, pretty much every year since we've both been in the league, came in together. He was actually roommates with one of my best friends at the Combine, so that was when I first met him was at the Combine in their room. We're just chilling. So that's where it started and, became pretty good friends, but haven't spent a ton of time together being separated, not on the same team. So maybe that could change. We'll see.
What's the challenge with two alphas like you and OBJ were to join this team, making that work? Obviously, he was best friend with Jarvis and didn't
look complete. Yeah. Well, I don't know. I mean, I haven't been in a situation where two, of the league's, premier guys, obviously it's been a different situation with him over the past few years, but everybody knows what he's still about. So I don't think there's a whole lot of doubt as far as what he can do. So it'll be different, I'm sure, but it's, I'm pretty secure in what I bring to this offense and this team. And I know what his mindset is based off what he just came from. He'd be happy to deal with, whatever at this point. I mean, he had one catch, like 6 yards in his last game. So I can guarantee you we can get him more than that over here. So as long as he's good with 2 catches, 12 yards, we should be straight.
Obviously, putting the cart before the horse here, Devontae, but what would it do for you to have, no offense to other guys because they all do their jobs really well, so I don't want you to take it that way, but what would it do for you to have a premier guy, as you call him?
It would do a lot just from the respect standpoint. Obviously, the guys we have are more than capable, and we can go win a Super Bowl with the guys we have in that room right now. But just knowing, that's Odell Beckham Jr. over there. You can't just leave him one-on-one with just whatever corner. I'm sure there will be opportunities where I'll be left one-on-one still now, and he would get that as well. But the likelihood of it definitely goes down when you have a guy like that over there. They kind of got to play it a little bit more straight up, which will allow a little less attention coming my way and more one-on-one opportunities, hopefully.